Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, Phil's back at it tonight versus the Cubs. Phil's got to start winning at a rapid clip. Rapid, because they're in deep trouble if they don't. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on pro and college football at the Delaware Park Sportsbook, DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. Today's question of these four: who was the bigger musical star, biggest of these four of the 1990s? A, Garth Brooks. B, Mariah Carey. C, Tupac. D, Eddie Vedder. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. John takes us inside the game, the X's and O's, related to the Eagles and Falcons, something that stood out to him from Sunday. We'll get to that shortly. And also a lot of conversation here today about what to make of the Eagles' win. I'll boil it down real simple from my standpoint. What I make of the Eagles' win on Sunday, the way it went down 2 days ago, convinces me that the Eagles will have a competitive football team this year. And I thought that before this season. I want to be clear. I picked them to go 9-8. I picked them to make the playoffs as the third wild card. But I didn't know that they'd be competitive. I thought they would be, but I didn't know it. I watched that game on Sunday, and when it was over, I said to myself, oh, they're definitely a competitive football team. There's no question. They're definitely going to be in this season. Are they going to make the playoffs? Not sure of that yet. I picked them before the season to make it. I still am inclined to say yes, but I don't know the playoffs yet. I do know now they will be a competitive team. They're not going to stink. They're going to be in this to the very end of the regular season for sure. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Scott is with us. Scott, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Scott.
I'm with you, Joe. I don't know if they're a good team, but I think there's some circumstances this coming week that really benefit us. This first home game at Link against the Niners, being at home, that crowd is going to be rocking on Sunday.
I agree.
I really think that's a huge advantage. We're also fairly healthy going into this game, and the Niners are beat up. Mike mentioned Mostert, but also Ayuk. He didn't record a target last week. He's dealing with a hamstring issue. He's not right. And then also their secondary is hurt. They were missing one of their starting cornerbacks last week. Jason Verrett went out with an ACL injury, so they're missing their two starters. And that's when Goss started torching him last week. He threw from his 350 and like two, three touchdowns. So we're catching them kind of at the right time. It's going to be kind of a barometer game, in my opinion.
I agree.
And I also think, too, it's not going to be an easy game this week for the Cowboys. The Cowboys are going to the Chargers.
Yep.
Herbert threw for 350 on the Redskins defense last week. He's going to light that Cowboys defense up. The Cowboys are missing Lyle Collins and Michael Gallup. Joey Bosa could wreck that game for the Cowboys coming off that right edge. And just ponder this. Cowboys somehow lose.
I know.
In L.A.
Yep.
We somehow beat the Niners. Monday night, we play the Cowboys the following week. We could be 2-0. They could be 0-2.
Yep.
And we could take a huge step in the division if we literally knock them out early, take a 3.5 game lead in the division because you have three up on them, plus you have a win against them.
Scott, I've thought it all through, just like you have, and it's possible.
When I think it through, it comes out a lot differently.
Well, it's not likely the Eagles are going to be 3-0 and Dallas will be 0-3, but I'll tell you this,
yeah.
It's possible.
It definitely could happen. Yeah, I wouldn't bet on it, but it could happen.
Yeah. Sure. I'll tell you what, I don't think the Eagles are going to lose both of the next two. I don't know which they win, which they lose, but I do think we're going to have a 2-1 football team here. I really do.
Yeah.
Which is a great start considering.
Why?
Because I think the Eagles are a solid football team.
And the teams that we're playing aren't.
Well, first of all,
we just saw this. John, we just saw the Dallas Cowboys take the world champions to the wire.
I don't care. I'm telling you, Dallas's defense stinks, and the running game won't be as good.
They played
as they
the world champions. We played the Falcons.
It's a fair point. I'm just telling you, I don't think Dallas is as good as you think they are. I'm telling you that right now.
I'm after watching this past week. The Giants, I think, are going to be the worst team in the division easily. The Washington football team, they've got a tough schedule coming up, especially dealing with that Fitzpatrick injury. They play the Bills, the Packers, the Saints, and the Chiefs in the next five.
Scott, listen, there were some people that laughed at me, and that's fine, during the offseason when I mentioned, 500 times that the team that had won the division hadn't won it in the last 16 years, and the team that had finished in last place in the division had won it 7 of the last 16 years. But honestly, I think we're seeing again the impact of a higher draft pick, Devontae Smith, and, you know, compared to Washington's pick, and the reality of a lighter schedule. And what also happens sometimes when you finish last in the division is a coaching change and some guys that come in with a new energy, new scheme, new perspective, and teams respond. And I feel we're seeing all that right now. Scott, give me a great foursome.
A great foursome, Seinfeld, Kramer, George, Elaine, and Jerry.
Boy, that's a good answer right there. Yeah, from a TV standpoint. And there are others from TV, but from a TV standpoint, that's a big one. All right, let's talk to let's go to Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Hey, yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Doing well, Tom.
Well, I spent the better part of yesterday eating crow, and I got to tell you guys, crow never tasted so good.
Good.
Yeah, it was like Cro-Mignon. So everything I'm about to say comes with the caveat that I realized that we played Atlanta this week, and I had no idea they were as bad as they are. But I will say I was impressed. I definitely think the Eagles are better than I gave them credit for. Some people need to slow their roll, though, from what I've heard in the past 48 hours. I was impressed with Jalen Hurts. But I was most impressed with Nick Sirianni and his coaching staff because they put those guys in position to make those plays.
I agree.
And it was so refreshing to see scheme get us points after the past couple years of the Doug Stahl offense.
Yep. I agree, Tom. Now, I will be interested to see. Let's take it to the next step. When defenses make adjustments, and they will, I don't quite know what they will do, but they will do something.
Oh, they will do lots.
They will do a lot. You know, what is Sirianni's counterpunch, and what is Jalen's ability to meet that moment?
And Gannon, too.
I was just focused on the offense there. But, yeah, for sure, both sides, absolutely.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I agree with you, Joe, with the special teams. I mean, there's nothing wrong with pointing out, what's wrong with them. And that was definitely the low part of Sunday would be the special teams.
I mean, one of them, I'm almost positive, was when the Falcons punted down 22-6, and I thought they should have gone for it on 4th-and-3. They punt it, and if there's ever a time with 9 minutes to go in a game you want a punt returner to know going on the field – I got to be careful. We're up by 16. The other team punting the ball with 9 minutes left. At the very least, let me make sure I just am controlled, either fair catching it or a controlled return. But Rager was going backwards. Mm. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, that would be bad under almost any circumstance. It's particularly bad when you're up 22-6. The only way Atlanta can really get back in this game is if you turn the ball over. So
now,
be careful.
While I agree with you there, with everything you said, I will say Fletcher Cox needs to put some stats up. I mean, that dude is paid like one of the best in his positions. Like,
yeah,
I always
is.
Hear Aaron Donald mentioned in the same breath as him, and Aaron Donald puts his stats up. He gets paid to get double teamed. Like, he knows he's getting double teamed every game.
Well, they're not in the same breath anymore. They used to be, but Aaron Donald has long passed him.
Yeah, because he doesn't put the stats up.
I can't believe people are getting on me for saying exactly what you're saying. Fletcher
Cox
is he should be the leader of that defense. His cap hit is $24 million this year. Mm. I mean, our next closest cap hit is half of that. It's Zach Ertz at $12.7 million. $24 million of cap hit. I expect something more than just, but he played hard and took on double teams. He always is going to be double teamed. I have seen him in the past bust through those double teams and blow those guys away and make plays.
He didn't do that,
and there were times where he gave up on plays too early for my liking.
Tom, give me a great foursome.
All right, but real quick before I do that, I hope we're not doomed to every other commercial this football season featuring Tom Brady and or Rob Gronkowski.
Well,
it's
listen,
driving me nuts.
Look, you're going to see Gronk, but at least it's better than the Salmon Sisters, and it's at least better than that stupid, and I mean stupid, Baker Mayfield commercial over the last 2 years. All right, so
my foursome here, there's going to be purpose to my order. I will give you the Eagles, Flyers, Sixers, and Philly.
Okay, fair enough. Mm. All right, the Philly sports.
Tom already won tickets, so that doesn't win.
So he's
very
not
good
allowed,
answer.
He's not, so once you win, you're not allowed to
you
win.
You can't
again.
Win twice now.
So have you guys thought about the phenomenon that's occurring right now? And have you rethought the way you feel about Doug Peterson? We thought this team was worse than they are, in part because of what we just saw last season.
Yep.
Like, there are players that I thought were worse than they really are because they were not put in good position to succeed by Doug in some cases.
I buy it to an extent. I do.
You are now open to the possibility that you overrated Doug because of a Super Bowl in 2017.
I am open to that possibility. I will not shirk the reality that Carson dragged Doug down like an anchor at sea, and I pointed that out many times last year without using that analogy. And if you remember, when I said, Carson stinks, I specifically said in that 30-second or one-minute, you know, rant, I said, give Doug a real quarterback and see what happens, and we'll never find out. I mean, Doug had Jalen Hurts for four games, the fourth of which he was obviously instructed to pull him out and not try to win. So, you know, there's a little bit of a we'll never quite know what Doug would have done with Jalen Hurts. We really
will.
Well,
and Jalen Hurts looks so much better this year than he did last year.
I agree with that, too. So it's a little unfair to fully judge. But sure, John, I am very – my eyes are wide open to the reality that Doug was limiting this team last year. And I think one thing that in particular shows it, and again, a lot of this could have been handed to him by the front office, how the left tackle situation was handled was a disaster. I mean, there's no way Mailata is this good this year and was good enough last year to hang in the second half of the season but wasn't able to play in the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an impossibility. And I also think, fundamentally, not getting Quez Watkins on the field more last year, in hindsight, looks foolish. Not considering Rager in the slot last year instead of Ward more, in hindsight, looks foolish. And not having more plays designed for Rager and Watkins, who, you know, probably, you know, Rager in particular is not going to grab a ball 25 yards down the field in traffic, but you can do things to get the ball in his hands, which obviously Sirianni has put a point of emphasis to do, and Doug completely shirked doing that. Yeah, I think it makes Doug look foolish. I do. 215-592-9494. Let's do what we will be doing every single Tuesday at this time throughout the season. Tuesdays, a look back. Fridays, a look ahead. Right now, inside the game, the X's and O's. John takes us in some kind of aspect of Sunday's game and what went down. John, what did you say?
The Eagles' run game is finally creative under Nick Sirianni. The core run is still the inside-outside zone, but there's so much more than that. Sirianni didn't need to unveil that much against the Falcons either, but it was enough to get me really fired up about our possibilities. Through half of last season, we were at the bottom of the league in run percentage and effectiveness. And then Jalen Hurts, when he got in, it sort of skewed things up, you know, because he ran effectively.
And injuries hurt also. I mean, the line was banged up for what it's worth.
Yeah, but we ran inside zone last year where the O-line, they all stepped together, you know, and then combo block to the linebackers in unison. Give the running back a front side read to the backside cutback. You know, following that cutback when the blockers use defenders' momentum against them and push them past the hole. Through one game, things look very different than, you know, bottom of the league. You know that we're now second in the league in rush yards, which is, you know, it's one game.
Yeah, sure.
Second in the league in rush yards behind only Baltimore, who everyone knows is like the run until it falls off team. Most of these plays are being called with specific box count requirements. So Jalen Hurts, he knows in this formation with this personnel, if we get six in the box or less, we run the ball. You know, and then he has the choice whether to leave it in the back's belly or keep it himself, depending on what that backside defensive end does. You know, in this look, if we need five in the box or less, et cetera, et cetera. You know, if we don't get that, we're going to throw it. And that's all pre-planned and it's all working. And that's part of what Jalen managed so well against the Falcons. He got us in the right play at the right time. And Nick and his staff created plays that work. It is, again, very early, but the creativity was there. First of all, you had the ride and decide keep where he pulls it out and he runs it for a first down repeatedly. And we could not do this effectively with Carson Wentz. Yes, he's athletic for being gigantic, but he's not a guy who, like what we saw from Jalen, he outran the spy. He outran Deion Jones. Deion Jones, when he was coming out of college, ran a 4.38 in the 40, and Jalen Hurts is outrunning him to the sideline on that keep. That's a great sign. We also, I saw misdirection RPO power, where you pull the tackle and the guard to the quarterback side, and if the linebackers flow hard, Jalen leaves it in the back's gut for a big game. So for a big game, because you have both linemen from one side pulling to the left with Jalen Hurts, and then Miles Sanders going back the other way. It's awesome. It's like the counteraction. And the reason that worked is the wide receivers on that backside are blocking and latching on. And that's another thing. It's new. We have not seen that to this degree. Another new scheme was Dallas Goedert. He becomes the fullback in a solid sweep scheme as the lead blocker from across the formation. So he's lined up as an opposite wing. He comes underneath the whole thing in a slide action, and then he's blocking force. He's blocking that DB out in the alley. It's really difficult for a defense to account for that because it's like cross-key indicators. You lose track of that. And we had the back offset to the other side, ran a lead power out of this with the H-back leading for the two-point conversion.
Yep, yep.
We also ran, you know, to the alley on the sweep with the back. Like, Dallas Goedert has become a fullback, a nifty fullback, a nifty wide receiver, tight end. He's doing it all for us, and they're incorporating him in the – it's part of why I like him so much.
Yeah, I notice. Yeah.
He does all these little things. I love the solid sweep with Kelce and Lane pulling. Once upon a time, all these guys did was step right foot or step left foot. Now, you got these big guys who can run out in space and paving the way, and they're just clocking people, as you saw in the past with Jordan Mailata.
Sure did.
We ran draw. You know, I don't remember many draws last year, which is crazy because we threw it so much. So a draw is you make it look like pass. The lineman pass block, they're setting. And they're tricking that D-line into coming upfield, and then you cover them up. That worked for us, too. And, again, this all builds off the mesh point in the backfield. These plays that start out looking the same, they end up different. And you've got pass routes being run off of all of these if the box is too heavy. The bottom line is the defense can't be right. Nick Sirianni's making this offense really tough to prepare for, and the defense is always wrong because we have built-in contingency plans. We are finally seeing the creativity that I've been begging for a couple of years.
Great stuff. It really is. 215-592-9494. That's John taking us inside the game. We'll do it also every Friday as a preview for the next game. I'll give you a preview for the next game. 49ers cornerback on the side Mailata plays at, or safety who could be over there. They're going to take stock of Mailata's block from Sunday of wiping out that one guy. They're going to be like, holy hell, I don't want that guy coming near me. All right, let's go to Joe in Northeast Philly, but they got to contend with it. Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Joe, John, and James. Let's talk about the Phillies. You know, they have 19 games left. And if they don't change this lineup, there's no way they're going to have any shot.
All right, what do you want to see Girardi do? Obviously, they're playing with a limited lineup right now.
Okay, I want them to bring up two kids from the Triple-A, and that's bring Nick Maton back to play shortstop. And Didi Gregorius, when he's interviewed, he seems like a great guy. But there's no way how long do we have to keep looking at him?
Well,
Unfortunately,
maybe next year. Look.
Yeah. We have him. You know, we have him. So put him. He might be hurt still from that. You remember he had some swelling and stuff?
Yeah,
maybe he's hurt. He's playing better defense out there, but he's not turning on the ball. So I bring Maton up to play shortstop. I'm platooning Torres and Miller at third base, getting Miller out of there as soon as he can against for defense in games against the right-handers. And I'm also bringing up Derek Hall, a first baseman, to play over at first with Vering. And McCutchen gets platooned out there and only against left-handed pitching. You have Herrera in left. Now, Jankowski's hurt with the toe now for 10 days, but he could have played center. And then,
well, I'll just say, Joe, let me just say this, because you got a lot of ideas here. And I do like the idea of let's try to figure out something better. Miller at third would probably be a disaster. I mean, that guy's bad enough at first.
Well, he's played there before.
Yeah,
but
I doubt he'd
horrendously.
Be good. Yeah, I mean that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, Joe, I get your desire. I really do. I get your desire to try to get the nine best bats on the field. First off, let's just take a step back and realize where your call started. I'm not ripping you. I'm just saying this is the situation. The first thing you said is let's play Nick Maton more.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a great recipe for trying to finish strong and come back from 4.5 games back with 19.
Well, he's the better of what they're putting out there.
He might be.
Yeah,
my point is he's probably not good enough. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, the kid's got, he's got heart and he's got effort. And did you remember the play when he was caught in the rundown on the third to home? And he was, like Herrera or somebody else would just throw their hands up. That kid hustled his way back and got his hand in there and beat the play back at third base.
I got you. All right, Joe, give me a great foursome. What do you got?
I don't have anything, Joe.
All right, buddy. Joe, always love hearing the Phillies calls, man. Appreciate it. 215-592-9494. We're coming up. A piece of audio you got to hear. Just you got to hear. You might have heard it. It's from a couple days ago, but we have not yet played it. It put me in a good mood. And it's just two people keeping it real. I don't know how else to say it. Two people keeping it real. I was glad when I heard it. And there's one person in particular I really hope hears it. We'll tell you all about it next. You'll hear the audio next. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, one of the biggest games coming up this week in pro football, of course, is Sunday. The Chiefs and the Ravens. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger, because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win the game. It's a spectacular opportunity where you have the option, of course, to bet just $5, pick the team, bet $5, and win $150 if your bet wins. And that's absurd, right? You bet $5, you pick the team, you get it right, you win $150. Well, that's exactly right with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. It's sports betting made simple with FanDuel Sportsbook. They're always hooking you up with great offers, awesome opportunities, and when you win, they get you paid fast, your winnings in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. Sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER to bet this game, or frankly, promo code HAMMER to bet any game. And in this case, to bet $5 to win $150 on the Chiefs and the Ravens on Sunday. Remember to use promo code HAMMER exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.